こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、オックスフォード大学とクイーンズランド大学のチームが獲物に向かって水を噴射する魚、鉄砲魚が人間の顔を学習し見分けることができることを発見しました。視覚だけで多くの人間の顔を正確に見分けるには微妙な違いを認識する必要があるため、複雑な脳を持った哺乳類だけが可能とされてきました。実験ではまず鉄砲魚に2枚の写真を見せて、自分が選んだ写真には水を噴射するよう事前に訓練しました。特定の顔を覚えさせた後、最大44人分の知らない顔の中から見たことのある顔を選ばせると 81% の確率で見つけることができました。顔写真を白黒にし光加減を共通化した場合、確率は 86% でした。
Researchers from the University of Oxford and the University of Queensland have discovered that the archer fishwhich uses water jets to knock down aerial prey, is capable of learning and remembering human faces. Previously, it was thought that the ability to recognize and distinguish faces was an ability exclusive to the complex mammalian brain due to the difficulty in analyzing subtleties in appearance. In the experiment, the fish were shown two photographs of human faces and trained to shoot a water jet at the face they chose.The fish were then challenged to choose the one face that they recognized out of 44 new faces. The fish were able to correctly recognize the face in 81% of the cases. This rose to 86% when using black and white images and controlling the image contrast.
そう、これ面白いのは、その人間って他の人間の顔を認識するために使う脳の部分っていうのが特別にあって。
Mm. Mm.
だからそういうものがないとできないんじゃないかと思われてたんだけど、right. まあそこまで複雑な脳じゃなくてもできちゃうという、mm. しかもこの魚にとって別に人類の顔を見分けるっていうのが進化的にメリットがあるわけじゃないから、
well, we assume so.
そうそうそう、今のところはね。だって逆に私たちが鉄砲魚の顔を見分けられなくない?44 匹の鉄砲魚の中からさ。
But I thinkI mean, they haven't done this, but I suspect that babies might be able to do that.
Ah, かもね。
Because of what we know, the way that we perceive things, our brains sort of simplify
right.
and generalize the attributes of things, particularly with human faces, whereas babies...See all the little details.
そうだね。だそれに近いのかもね。その実際顔も、頭の形とか髪型を抜いた状態でもこの魚は見分けられる。だから目鼻口眉毛。Yeah.
The experiment they did with babies was actually a spot the difference. Remember we talked about the like the reflection on the snail thing.
はいはい。
Things like that, our brains tend to sort of round it out. Yeah.
そう、面白いよね。この顔を見分けるっていうのも、もともとは霊長類しかできないだろうって言われてたところから、mm. あ、でも鳥もできますねってなって、
oh, so birds can do this.
そうで、mm. 今度は魚もできるっていうことだから、
well, birds are highly social animals. And it seems that fish are actually highly social animals.
そう、前にさ、東大の研究室にお邪魔させてもらった時に、mm-hmm. メダカもね、かなり社会的な生き物ですっていう。
They have a courtship behavior, so they have a sort of an established mating process.
そう、なんかあれも前に出会ったことあるメダカと全く見知らぬメダカだったら、前に出会ったことあるメダカと交配するっていう。
So that's also facial recognition, isn't it?
そう。
In a way.
そうだよね、多分。だってあれもあのガラス越しに出会ってるやつだったから、視覚で多分判断してたと思うけど。
How large is that part of the human brain responsible for facial recognition? Do you know?
大きさは分かんない。
But it's probably larger than this fish's entire brain.
Probably.
Right?
うん。と思うけど、ちょっと鉄砲魚の大きさは私は知らないから。でもそんなにすごいちっちゃい魚でもないと思うけど。
It's weird that all these animals have like different levels of computing power, like processing power.
ね。
Like, you know when you shop for a computer it shows like this many gigahertz
right.
processor and
mm.
this many gigabytes of RAM and this much storage. You could sort of, if we understood brains better, we could sort of vaguely create those attributes for animals, you know, bird brains and fish brains.
しかもこう、こっちよりこっちの方がいいっていうわけじゃないじゃん。どっちにもメリットデメリットがあって、できることできないことが違うっていう。
The software is completely different. That's the thing. So we have different programs that utilize our processing power differently.
Yeah.
So the original theory, I guess, was that the processing power involved in facial recognition was too high for like a fish brain, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
ね、本当に、まあ、たまにこういう動物の実験の話するけど、どんどんこう人間一番頭いい説が覆っていくというか、mm. 面白いよね。
The human brain is the most complex brain so far, I believe.
Right.
And they say that the human brain and it's debatable whether this really makes sense, but they say that the human brain is more complex than the observable universe by far.
たださ、その複雑であることとできることの関係性が分かってないってことじゃん。つまりこの実験とかを見ると。だからこれぐらい複雑だからこれができると思ってたことが、
It's kind of a linear assumption, which is false.
そう。ってなると、あれどこから考え直せばいいんだろうっていう感じにはなるよね。
I always think about this idea of complexity, and you'll notice that the newest things or the latest things are generally the most complex things in the universe.
Right.
So the human brain is the most recent, most complex thing, and it's not a coincidence that it's the most recent and the most complex. And if you compare any living thing to something like the moon, it's far more complex. So even like your finger is probably more complex than the moon,
right?
In some weird way.
Hmm.
Like we don't the amount of information that we still haven't extracted from biology, like the field of biology, like
right,
the complexity
right.
of life, even just a even something as narrow as nutrition is so incredibly complicated. It's so much more complicated than, you know, what the moon is doing.
Mm.
Or at least it seems that way, right?
Yeah. 次。ニューヨーク大学の調査で、人気セレブが宣伝している食品のうち 81% は栄養に乏しいジャンクフードで、飲み物では 71% が砂糖が多く入った高カロリーのものということが分かりました。自然食品を宣伝したのはピスタチオの広告に出たサイだけでした。あの韓国のね。2000年から2014年の間に65人の人気歌手が食品や飲料のブランド57個の広告に出ており、例えばペプシの広告でビヨンセは53億円ほど受け取ったとされています。研究に携わったアリーサ・エン・ミラー氏は、有名人たちは自分たちが商品を推奨することで社会の肥満問題を悪化させる可能性があることを認識し、健康的な商品を推奨すべきですと述べています。
A study by New York University has found that among the food products endorsed by celebrities, 81% of them are food, are junk food, and 71% are beverages that are junk drinks with high sugar content and high caloric value. Only one celebrity was endorsing a natural food that could be considered healthy. Psy was in a pistachio commercial. From 2000 to 2014, 65 famous pop singers made advertising deals with 57 food and beverage brands, with artists like Beyoncé making a $50 million deal with Pepsi. One of the authors of the study, Alyssa N. Miller, stated the following: "The popularity of music celebrities among adolescents makes them uniquely poised to serve as positive role models. Celebrities should be aware that their endorsements could exacerbate society's struggle with obesity, and they should endorse healthy products instead."
そう、日本語だとあんまり endorse っていう言い方はしないから、広告に起用されました、hmm. わーすごいすごいみたいな感じなんだけども、
right.
広告に出るっていうことはつまりその商品を素晴らしいと思ってみんなに広めたいか、もしくはそういうふうには思ってないけれどもお金のためにそういうふりをするか、そのどちらかしかないわけじゃん、
要は。Generally the latter.
そう。で、まあ最近だとね、よく これの記事でも、英語の記事には結構出てきたけど、要はファンの中でもそういうセレブの行動に対して、まあ、セルアウトしてると言って批判する人もまあ増えてはきているけれども、まあそれでもね、やっぱりビヨンセが53億円受け取るほどだから、そのマーケットはすごく大きい、
うん、
だからこのピスタチオ一人っていうのはすごいスペシフィックだけど面白いね。
Yeah, I like pistachios.
Yeah, me too.
I have nothing against pistachios whatsoever.
だから今は私ももうさ大人になったからないけど、それこそ10代の時はあ、ブリトニーが CM してる、It was a disgusting drink. It was tea soda.
Tea soda.
So, tea soda っていうさ、みんな覚えてるかな？あれ日本で売ってたんだよ。炭酸のお茶、
hmm.
っていうおぞましいものがあって、それをブリトニーが CM してたから、あ、飲んでみようって思って買ったりとか、10代の頃はやっぱりそうやって影響を受けてたから。
tea soda.
そう。
Sounds awful.
で、その CM してる本人がさ、絶対それ飲んでないよ。あれ、美味しくなかったもん。
Yeah, we should just, you know, it's time to just say, like, cut the bullshit. You don't like this drink. Why are you letting other people control what you say?
だ、友達とかにそれをやるかっていうね、自然なコミュニケーションとして、自分が全く飲まないようなものを、
Mm.
これ美味しいよ新商品とか言って言うかって
話、yeah, you're full of shit.
そうそうそう
Get out of my life.
そうだからそれで物をね売りつけるっていうことの責任というか
this all follows a lineage going back to the original charlatans of like you know the snake oil salesmen and you know they'd say like this enlarges your penis or you know like this sort of thing
yeah
you know
Yeah.
And it's sort of been legitimized through this, I don't know, collaborative worship of capitalism that we're so entrenched in now, you know, where it's like, oh, she's, you know, she's doing ads for like Hugo Boss. That's so awesome. But is it really that awesome? You know, how awesome is it really?
そう、本当そう。全然 awesome じゃないんだよね、よく考えると。
But we've been so conditioned that you hear these brand names. I mean, you hear it in like music all the time. You know, Versace, whatever it is. Like, we can just say, we can just say something like that. And then it immediately evokes these weird emotions, these weird aspirations that people have, that people have been conditioned to have to some extent.Through culture. And it's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about how, you know, if you're sitting in their office and you listen to, you know, Pepsi's conversation about how they're going to sell this sugar water, that would be like really disenchanting, right?
So,
to like sit in their room, it's like, all right, guys, how are we going to sell this, you know, tea soda or whatever? Why don't we get this pop artist to like dance and like kiss the bottle?
Yeah, that's exactly what was happening in the Britney ad. Like, she was just dancing around, you know, jumping and seeming pretty happy with this disgusting drink.
But what does her, you know, sexy bod have to do with this fucking tea soda?
Nothing.
If she was drinking that, she'd be, you know, she wouldn't look like that.
Beyonce, Pepsi, 飲むのかっていう話だよね。だから、なんか本当に好きなものとか、こう、何環境になんかエティカルなもの、
mm-hmm.
倫理的にいいものとかを本当にこれはみんなに広めた方がいいっていう信念を持ってやってる場合は全然いいと思うし、本当にその食品が好きでたまたまその広告の話が来てあちょうどいいねっていうんだったらいいんだけど、おそらくそうじゃない方が多いからね、数としては。
There should be a greater sense of responsibility among celebrities、I think because we see all the time we see like well respectedYou know, people like Japanese celebrities, and they'll do some loan shark ad or something. And it's like, don't you have any integrity? Like, don't you care about the consequences of your business deals? Yeah. Or are you just trying to make money and say fuck you to everyone else? And if you are, let's talk about that.
Nah.
You know, like, it gets a bit ridiculous. There's a real sense of fetishism that's really, like, object fetishism. This is an idea that I think people should become aware of, that people develop a fetish over objects, over consumption. You know, it can be handbags, it can be cars. We have these stereotypical examples.
Right.
But if you notice that you have this kind of object fetishism.
You mean like obsession? Or you're not talking about sexual.
It's not sexual, but it might as, it's almost there. It's to a degree that's highly disturbing. You know, when you have 200 pairs of Nikes, that something's going on.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a large number of people that engage in this sort of behavior, whether it's watches or I don't know, whatever it is. It can be anything.
Mm.
But that's why I like this recent movement of minimalism. I don't consider, I'm not like a hardcore minimalist or anything.
Yeah.
But there's value in sort of deconstruct or like breaking it down and figuring out what's actually important, and asking the question, do I really like what I like? Why do I like this?
Yeah.
Right?
分かるよ。そう、私も好き。なんか本当に自分が好きなものだけをに囲まれて暮らすみたいな。こう断捨離までだから全然いかないけど、そういうミニマリスト的な考え方ね。だから本当いつもさ、よくこのポッドキャストでもビヨンセのことをさ言ってるじゃん、私は。
Right.
なんかだからそれぐらいもう成功していて、音楽で、で彼女はアーティストなわけじゃん。なんか音楽をやりたい、ダンスをやってる、それを極めてるすごい才能がある人で、その人がどうしてそのさらにお金を得るために砂糖が入った飲料を人々に売りつける必要があるのかみたいな、そのやってるその音楽とかともう関係ないじゃん。
いや、
なんかそれは私は全然イケてると思えない。
It's depressing when I see that with artists. You know, it's like you're an artist.
So
this is supposed to be coming like from your heart.
そうなの。
This is
もうアート関係ないんだよね。
This is something that you do in pursuit of truth.You know?
Yeah.
And then here you are selling this sugar water, getting paid $50 million. You know, you have your clothing lineup that's supposed to empower women, but it's made in sweatshops.
だからうちらもさ、なんかたまにこういう英会話のプログラムがあるので、それの宣伝を手伝ってくれませんかとかさ、言われたこともあるけどさ、自分がそれをやってるとこがまず想像できないよね。
Yeah.
このなんか格安英会話おすすめですみたいなさ、これをやれば英語が喋れるようになるよ、バイマミーみたいなさ、
right.
It's so lame. 次、オハイオ州立大学の研究で人は excuse me、人は伝統的や実用的という理由から信じていることよりも倫理的に正しいという理由の方がより信念が強くなることが分かりました。実験では約100人の学生に期末テストのルールについての意見を述べさせ、それぞれの意見を倫理的と伝統的に分けました。意見が倫理的と言われたグループの方が署名や投票など信念に対し実際にアクションを取ると答える傾向にありました。次にリサイクルについて尋ね、意見によって倫理的と実用的に分けました。研究者が反対意見を述べても倫理的と言われたグループは信念が揺るぎませんでした。研究を率いたアンドリュー・ルトレル氏は以下のように述べています。驚くことに倫理的と言われることでより自分の意見に自信がついたり、問題をより重要だと認識するようになったわけではありませんでした。倫理観を持ち出されることでむしろ意見に自信がなくなっていましたが、それでも意見が揺るがなくなるのです。
A study by Ohio State University has found that framing a position as moral rather than traditional strengthened people's beliefs and commitment to the position. The researchers had 100 students give their positions regarding a rule for final exams and then arbitrarily gave them feedback that their position was either moral or traditional. It was found that those in the group that were told that their position was moral were more likely to respond that they would take action to support the cause, voting or signing a petition, for example. The researchers then did a similar experiment with the topic of recycling, dividing the feedback between moral and practical, and found the same trend, that those told that their arguments were moral could not be easily swayed. Study lead Andrew Luttrell stated the following regarding the study. It was surprising that connecting people's opinions to morality didn't necessarily make them more confident in that opinion, or say that the issue was any more important. Instead, just bringing morality into the picture made people stick to their opinions without affecting those other aspects of the opinion.
そう、今ちょうどアメリカはね、選挙の話で持ちきりだから、これもその、自分が応援している候補者が、まあ、自分が応援している理由が倫理的なものと信じている人の方が実際に投票に行ったり、あの、何、ラリーに行ったりとかする確率が高くなるんじゃないかっていうことになってたけどね。
Right.
でもこれはすごく面白いというか、実際に普段の会話でもよく見られることじゃない？あの、特にこの実用的と倫理的っていうグループ分けなんて、環境問題とかさ、あの移民問題とか何でもこう倫理的にはこうだけど実用的に考えるとなかなか難しいみたいなことっていっぱいあるし、実用的に確かにこれはベストなんだけど、そうすると誰かが犠牲になっちゃうとか、
right.
それはなかなかバランスが難しいよね。
Well, I think one aspect of this is For example, the difference between having a moral argument and a practical argument is the practical argument isn't really such a personal one. It's sort of something that you calculate out or something. Whereas morality is inherently a personal, subjective view.
Right.
So if you're told that your opinion is moral, then in some sense it, you become aware that it is your subjective opinion, and then now you have some personal reason to act on it. Whereas if it's practical, I think there's a bit more faith that the system will reach that conclusion.
そうだね。確かに。まあ、だからあとその倫理的と伝統的っていうのもさ、その要はなんだろう、普通に日本の社会のオフィスの中とかで、伝統的にはこうやってやってきたんだけど、倫理的にはこうしないべきみたいなことって結構あるじゃん。だから、まあ、ある意味倫理的な方がスウェイされないっていうのはいいこと、まあ、そういう意味ではいいのかなと思うけど、助かるというか。
I think traditional arguments are getting weaker over time. And
だから例えばさ、その上司が会社に残ってる間はもっと若い人はもう仕事が終わってても帰っちゃいけないみたいなのね、それは伝統的にはそうかもしれないけど、倫理的にはいいとは言えない、まあ効率的にもいいとは言えないけども、
right.
みたいなことだよね。
Well, as the rate of change in the world increases, I think anything that's traditionally anchored is going to be weakened by that at a faster and faster rate.And the cost of using a traditional argument becomes higher and higher. The efficiency loss is greater and greater the faster the world is changing.
Right.
Right. So anything that's based on a traditional argument should be inspected pretty carefully.
あとこれを見た時に最初に思いついたのがホリエモンのことなんだけど、なんかいつも彼はあの同じ観点を持ってる、一貫して、だから、あ、このイシューについてはこういうふうに言うだろうなって、まあ予測できるというかさ、まあ、ある意味ちゃんとコンシステントなんだけど、 すごいいつもこう叩かれるというかさ、炎上するのは、その彼は多分実用的な部分を常に最優先にしてるわけじゃん、
right.
だからまあ、確かに事実そうなんだろうけど、そうすると例えば弱者が切り捨てられちゃうみたいなこととかも普通に言ってるわけで、そうするとその倫理的とか伝統的とか他の要素を最優先に持ってきてる人はどうしても理解できない、
right.
っていうので毎回毎回怒る人がいるみたいな。
I think it's kind of similar to Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk explicitly tells everyone how he thinks. He says, I think based on first principles. And that means that literally everything except for physics is bullshit
right.
in his mind.
Right,
so
right.
if he can engineer something, and he applies engineering to like weird things that you wouldn't apply engineering, like social things, and he just thinks in that first principle way, you know, that's the probably the most absolute version of someone who has taken traditional arguments and just completely thrown them in the bin.
Mm.
And people kind of confuse what he's doing. It's like, oh, he's building these factories in America. You know, we have these domestically produced cars. And so all these people that have been using this traditional, you know, have this traditional viewpoint on how manufacturing should be done, have tried to like, give Musk credit, like, oh, you're hiring American workers, and,
right, right, right.
and he's like, no, it had. I didn't care about that at all.
So
it was purely like a mathematical conclusion. So like, I don't have any loyalty to building things in the U.S.
Mm.
And then all those people are kind of like, oh, you know.
So, でもがっかりする必要はないというか、その人のあの観点がどこから来てるかを分かっていれば、別にいちいちそのがっかりしたり怒ったりするようなことじゃないと思うっていうか、だから私はホリエモンの意見が気になるなっていう時は、その実用的に考えるとプラクティカルにはどう思うのかなって気になる時は見るけど、あのそこに別に倫理的とか伝統的なものを求めてはいけないよね。
What's he doing lately?
I have no idea. I saw him on TV the other day. なんかお寿司屋さんを、なんか全然うまくいってないお寿司屋さんをあの成功させるにはどうしたらいいかみたいな、コンサルみたいのをやるプロジェクト、But it's not his job, it's just like a TV show thing. But, まあ面白かった。彼は最近さ、ほらお寿司屋さんがあの何十年も修行しないといけないっていうのはあのボーシェットみたいなことを言って、またすごい物議を醸したんだけど、それもだからね、実用的な面だけで言ってるからさ。
What happened with his like rocket aspirations?
I don't really know. なんか he was suing a Russian company or something for fraud, right? Because he invested like tons of money and but apparently it seemed really legit until the last minute, and he, you know, so he's not even hiding it. He's just like, he's talked about it in the media and stuff. But, まあそれで忙しいのかな、わかんない。私は結構ホリエモン好きなんだけどね。なんかわかりやすいじゃん。
Yeah, one good example of this weird argument is the design of the new Tesla car. Cars have a grill on the front, right? Because they take air in through the front of the car and they use it for combustion. And cooling like the radiator とか but the Tesla car is electric and so it doesn't need that grill but from just in this weird aesthetic really komakai design point, you know, the front of the car, there's all these people that are saying, oh, it needs to have a grill, it looks weird without a grill.
Like, you know, which part is it? Like,
the grill is like this mesh thing on the front of the car.
あのライトとライトの間?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. You know, there's like a vent there.
Hi,
hi, hi,
hi, hi.
It's called the grill.
Ah.
And
そこがもうつるっとなるってことだもんね。いらないってことは。
Yeah. But people are like, a lot of people are kind of bothered by this.
But なんで?
It's purely like a traditional versus like, this is the new thing, you know, debate about whether the car should have a grill. But if you throw the traditional argument out, obviously there's no point for it to have a grill at all. Right?
実際テスラの車はそこがつるっとしてんの?
Yeah.
だっていらないんだもんね。
Yeah, Musk was like, why? Like, yeah. He doesn't understand.
Yeah.
The, I mean, he's like, does it look weird? But to him, it would look weird with a grill.
そうだよね。
To him, because he understands how the car works.
Right, right. 偽物のってことだもんね。
But there's like a weird traditional, you know, the traditional argument is sometimes, it's not, it, there's a...It's sentimental.
そうそう。だからそれもね、
right?
別に悪くはないんだよね。
We feel
その好みの問題。そうそうそう。
We feel sad. We don't want to lose, you know, this like 懐かしい thing.
そうそうそうそう。だからそれもね、分かると言えば分かるけど、それをイーロン・マスクに求めることではないよね。ああいう人にさ。
Yeah. 次。In February, the Center for Disease Control issued a recommendation that women who are pregnant or considering getting pregnant should avoid traveling to Zika-affected countries. Now, journalists and athletes are expressing concern about attending the 2016 Summer Olympics in Brazil. For example, Greg Rutherford, a British long jumper, has had his sperm frozen due to these concerns prior to participating in the Olympics. The Zika virus is spread primarily by the daytime active Aedes aegypti mosquito and can cause birth defects as well as neurological problems in those affected. It can also be spread via blood transfusion, sexual intercourse, and via pregnancy. If the virus is transmitted to a pregnant woman's fetus, it can cause microcephaly. Microcephaly. Am I saying that right? Brain malformations and other defects.
2月の CDC の発表で、妊娠中の女性や妊娠を希望している女性は、ジカウイルスの影響を受けている国への渡航を控えるよう通達がありましたが、今、今年のブラジルオリンピックに向けて、世界の記者やアスリートたちがオリンピック参加に懸念を示しています。イギリスの走り幅跳び選手、グレッグ・ルーサーフォードは、ブラジルへの渡航前に自分の精子を凍結しています。ジカウイルスは日中に活動する熱帯シマカによって主に媒介され、神経疾患を引き起こします。妊婦が感染した場合、小凍症や脳気系など、赤ちゃんの先天性欠損の原因となります。また、輸血や性行為によっても感染します。これさ、まあ、CDC のサイトを見ると、What we know っていうのと、What we don't know っていうのがあって、わからないことってっていうリストの方が明らかに多いのね、
right.
なんだけど分かってることの一つとして、まあ、当然直に感染した人を蚊が噛んだらその蚊は自家ウイルスを保有するわけじゃん
Does the、gender matter?
Yeah, female、
right.
mosquito そうメスのね蚊がでその蚊がまた他の人を刺したら、mm-hmm. その人が自家になるわけじゃんだからさ私最初からずっと疑問なんだけどこの妊娠中の女性や妊娠を希望している女性が行かなかったとしても、
うん、
例えば南米に行ってこの間もスペインでさ女性がね直にかかってあのスペインに戻ってきたっていうのがあったけど、うん、あっちに行って感染して帰ってきて日本の蚊に刺されたらさ、
うん、
でその蚊が日本にずっといた妊婦を刺したらさ感染するわけじゃん、
うん、
だからさなんでその女性だけがさ行かないでって言われてるのか、
well, I don't know if the mosquito is capable of carrying this virus live here it's primarily two species of mosquito that carry the virus
okay
I mean if it's carrying infected blood it seems like it wouldbe carrying the virus yeah,
yeah.
I don't think Japan is a high risk zone just because of the latitude
right.
Japan is a bit further north than the climate that Zika thrives in
okay
so it's like Zika is primarily in this narrow equatorial belt that means from the equator I don't know how many degrees but some 40 degrees or whatever it is, latitude, there's a band within which, along the equator, that Zika can thrive in.
Right. So you're saying that maybe mosquitoes that live in Japan cannot carry Zika?
Oh, I don't know that to be a fact at all.
Mm.
I just know that the latitude has a lot to do with the effectiveness of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Viruses have different you know, resistant to heat, resistant to cold, different characteristics that make them dangerous. One of the worst things about Zika virus is that it's largely asymptomatic, which means you get the Zika virus and then you don't know, so you don't go to a doctor. So the virus can spread quite rapidly before anyone notices, which is
concerning. 南米に行って噛まれて、で、まあ、直にかかってるけどよく気づいてなくて日本に帰ってきて女性とセックスしたら移る可能性があるわけじゃん、だからなんかその妊娠中の女性と希望してる女性だけが行かなければいいっていう問題なのかなっていう。
Well,
性行為で移らないんだったらさ、わかるんだけど。
They're definitely, it's not like a code red situation, full lockdown, nobody go, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they issue the recommendations based on their threat assessment of the virus. And they know that a certain small proportion of the population is at risk of becoming infected.
Right.
You know?
まあ一応あれなんでしょ、そのオリンピックをやる時期っていうのはブラジルでも蚊が一番少ないというかあんまり繁殖できない時期だから、だからそこまで心配する必要はないし、なんか WHO は一応別に今オリンピックを中止したり場所を変えたりしても特に変わらないみたいなことは言ってるよね。
Well
Okay,
let me tell you, like, there's a game on the iPhone or the iPad, on the Apple Store called Plague. I think it's called Plague.
Simulation game みたいなやつでしょ?
Yeah, it's a simulation game.
はいはいはい.
And you, like, choose either, you know, you can choose, like, a prion or a bacteria or fungus or virus or whatever. But you can, once you, your mission is to kill everyone in the world.By picking certain genes that give you attributes that optimize the spread of the virus.
Okay.
You don't want the virus to be too lethal. You don't want the symptoms of the virus to come on too quickly.
Right, right.
You want to, there's like weird things that are good for the virus.
Hi, hi.
And it's kind of a real-time evolution thing. I mean, if you want to understand evolution, bacteria and viruses, I think, are a good way to do that, but...in that game, they have a mosquito vector.
Okay.
Which is ultra effective in Brazil. And while you're playing this plague game, events will happen. So it'll say, we're anticipating large bird migrations. So then you want it to be transmissible to birds, for example. And then birds will be your vector for spreading the virus. But...One of the events that happens in this game is hosting of the Olympics somewhere. It actually pops up on the screen. They're hosting the Olympics in Brazil.
Wow.
And so all you do is you like maximize your mosquito genes.
Hi, hi, hi.
And then the virus just takes over, you know? So if that's a simulation and the Olympics is one of the events that you use to win the game, being a virus, it makes me question whether, you know, like, wait, do we really want to just... Because when I played the game...This was like how humans lost the war.
そうだね。
By having the Olympics.
確かに。
I'm not saying that's going to happen, but...
そう、でもなんか実際にジカと小凍症が、まあ、確実に関連性がありますってはっきり認定されたのも4月じゃん。だからすごく最近のことで、長期で感染するとどうなるのかっていうのも分かってないし、どういう経緯で妊婦からフィーレス胎児に感染するのかも分かってないし、どれぐらいの確率なのかとか、じゃあ胎児に感染した場合それが欠損とかになって出る確率が何パーセントとかっていうのもよく分かってないし、分からないことがありすぎる中で、そのオリンピックってどうしても行かなきゃいけないものなんだっけみたいなね。だからメダルとか目指して頑張ってる人はあれだけどさ。
But what you're doing is you're taking people from all over the world.
そうなの。
This is exactly what it wants.
そうなの。
If you're team Zika virus, this is exactly what you want. Bring people from all over the world to one place.
Yeah.
The Olympics probably has more sex than any other event in the universe.
そうなの。
And then have those people get infected with an asymptomatic virus, fly back to their home countries, and it's a wrap.
I mean, ideal scenario, right?
It sounds really good for Zika virus.
そうだよね。
And we really don't understand this disease or there are a lot of diseases like this where we really don't understand them that well. And these things can actually mutate. And their behavior is because they mutate, you know, a few mutations down the line, you have no idea how this thing is really going to behave.
そう、これもだってジカウイルスの存在自体が確認されたのが2007年とか、まあ結構最近なんだよね。だから。まあ、でもあんまり正直周りでワールドカップの時ほどあのオリンピックに向けてブラジルに行くぞって言ってる人がもともといないから
This is,
どんだけ
そのオリンピックで人が動く、
そりゃそうでしょうね。
Their profitability.
まあそりゃそうでしょうね。
Like, even if the risk is like only 2%that you'll get Zika virus, are you still trying to go to the
no way
to Brazil?
例えばその今何逆に16歳とか逆に50歳とかもう別に自分が風邪ひくくらいならいいやみたいなさとはまあ行こうかなって思うかもしれないけど、私みたいにちょっともうちょっとしたら子供欲しいみたいな人は絶対行かないし、その旦那も行かないじゃん。
Well, it can be bad for an adult to get it. You know, it messes up your immune system and you get like weirdinflammation.
Or I mean, isn't it kind of, I don't know, I mean, because you go, you enjoy your Olympics, and then you get infected, you come back, and then you might give it to someone. That's like,
are you going to get tested for Zika virus after you go to the Olympics?
Yeah.
Probably not. The scariest thing about any virus like this is, or any disease, is when it's asymptomatic.Because it means it can affect large numbers of people who won't seek help. When people have symptoms early, they seek help. That data from the doctors, you know, goes into their system, and then people start to work on this thing.
Yeah.
So the level of urgency in society is proportionate to the number of people that are seeking help.Which is directly related to how bad the symptoms are and
right.
whether or not you know you even have something.
Right. まあ大体の人は病院に行くほどじゃないぐらいっていうもんね。風邪みたいな感じ。
You can mix it up with another illness pretty easily. Even if you go to the hospital, they may misdiagnose it.
なんか CDC のサイト見ると本当にね、こんなに分かってないことが多いのかみたいな感じで。それで大丈夫って言っちゃっていいのかなと思って。
Well, people say that the most reasonable fear with regards to the extinction of the human race is a pandemic disease.
Right.
Because of globalization.
Did you say that you saw the movie Contagion?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it was really scary, right?
Yeah.
It was really scary for me. Like, なんか、何、人間は一日に何百回だか何十回だか顔を触りますみたいなさ。I was like, ha!
It's true. It's true. Like everyone's touching everyone else's penis on door handles and stuff.
で握手したり、そうそう。
Well, think about when you're on the train and how much air everyone is breathing and how much air is actually on the train.
Right.
Like that ratio is fucked up. Like, we're just breathing.
そうね。特に満員電車とかね。
Let's all just connect mouths already and go human centipede.
Ew.
Because it's pretty intimate.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, human centipede is another level. But
how
yeah.
close you get to people on the train when it's crowded, that's a loving embrace. That's,
yeah.
you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
You guys are like, right?
本当だよね。好きな人だったらドキドキしちゃう距離だよね。
Yeah. But we... Yeah. I wonder if that kind of desensitizes us to, like, human touch or, like... Because you get on the train and you just have, like, 8 humans mushed up against you. And we're kind of like... I don't know. We're worried about the cattle who don't have enough roaming space. you know?
まあ、ただ、電車に乗るか乗らないかは自由だからね。
Not really. People say that, but I don't think that's really true in Tokyo. They've done nothing for people who ride bicycles. If you ride a bicycle, fuck you. You can get run over by a car. We're not going to make any bike lanes. Oh, you want to park your bicycle here? Here's a ticket. We're going to take your bike. Fuck you. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, I think some parts of the city, they're trying to make a special lane for it. It's just, you know, it takes so much time.
It's fucking 2016. There's cities all over the world that have fully constructed, fully functional, life-saving infrastructure for cycling. But I don't know. I mean, they want everyone to ride the train here. And they want, I mean, they don't care if you don't have space inside the train. Who cares?
Yeah, no.
Everyone's just going through with their Suica. Beep, 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 beep. And they're making just bank. Right? How much money are they making?
Mind is hondosugoyone, norudakeretskarichao. And especially in the summer, it's disgusting.
You do get sick if you ride the I'll get on a train and people will be sneezing around me and I'm like, oh no, it's over.
I know. I hate it. It's like, oh, you're giving me virus, thank you so much.
I'm glad I'm not like 5'2" or 5'3" or whatever.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah,
because people are 上から降ってきてるからね。
Because someone like my height will sneeze, and it's like a snow globe. It like floats down. It's like someone sprayed Febreze above your head, and the particles just kind of sit down in your hair.
Okay, I hope no one who has OCD is listening to this.
Because, on the train.
Yeah, on the train, because that would make me go nuts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 次。
The Bilderberg Group, an assembly of the transnational power elite, will be holding their secretive 3-day annual meeting in Dresden this year to discuss a range of international mega trends. The group has released a list of this year's attendees as well as the meeting's location. However, none of the participants will be permitted to speak about the specifics of the meetings after leaving the conference. The list of attendees includes bankers, prime ministers, former heads of CIA, and heads of MI6. Prior to the meetings, the group releases subject areas for discussion. This year, they will be discussing the megatrends of artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, chemical weapons threats, economics, globalization, terrorism, the U.S. elections, etc. The meetings are highly secured, and the group does not record or discuss any of the conclusions that are reached during these meetings, and journalists who have tried to interview attendees at the meetings have previously been arrested.
世界的な影響力を持つ政財界のトップや王族などが秘密裏に討議を行うビルダーバーグ会議が今年も3日間ドレスデンで開催されます。出席者リストは公開されていますが、会議の内容は完全非公開で、参加者が内容を漏らすことは禁じられています。参加者には投資家、首相、CIA や MI6 の元トップなどが含まれます。今年は人工知能、サイバーセキュリティ、化学兵器の脅威、経済、グローバル化、テロ、アメリカ選挙がトピックとして挙げられています。会議の議事録は取られず、過去に参加者にインタビューを試みた記者は逮捕されたこともあります。これなんかさ、クリントンがこれに呼ばれた1年後に大統領になって、
うん、
ブレアが呼ばれた4年後に首相になってるんだよね、
うん、
だこれにお呼ばれすればもう安泰みたいなことなのかな。
Yeah, well,
怖い。
There's a lot of conspiracy theory about the Bilderberg group, and there's conspiracies on both the conservative and liberal sides about what their intentions are. Conservatives tend to think that the Bilderberg Group is conspiring to create a one-world government,
right,
where a single government will control the entire planet, and that they're orchestrating this thing that's about to happen. Like, it's about to go down. It's about to become a one-world government, and at which point they will establish world communism. So there's this fear that the Bilderberg Group is interested in establishing global communism under a one-world government.
Okay.
At least in the conservative U.S.
これって基本的に全員白人なのかな?
Yeah, 100%.
そうだよね。
なんかI don't know if it's 100%, but pretty close.
ヨーロッパが多いんだよね。あとアメリカ。
Well, it was originally founded for the purpose of promoting something called Atlanticism. And Atlanticism refers to the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
They were afraid that Western Europe had growing anti-American sentiments. And because people in Western Europe were starting to conspire against the United States, I think potentially the UK as well. So someone from MI6 working with people in the US sort of organized this promoting Atlanticism, promoting business and cooperation between Western Europe and the US. Supposedly that's the origins of this. That's what they say.
Okay.
At least.
Hmm.
Other people think that they may be the flip side. So liberals in the United States have this conspiracy theory that the Bilderberg Group is establishing some capitalist domination globally. Hmm. So, and to some extent, I mean, that's what the U.S. is doing. They want to establish capitalism. They want to establish democracy in more and more countries. Right,
right. なんかこういう話は結構尽きないよね。なんかそもそもフラテルニティとかもさ、なんかこう出会って握手したらその握手の仕方で相手がメンバーかどうか分かるみたいなさ。
Yeah.
私も知り合いでいたけど、なんか。
It's weird.
そう本当に意味がわかんない。それはもちろん教えてくれないじゃん。どういう握手だったらどうとかさ、で分かる人にだけ分かるようになっていて、
they do all this weird Greek symbol shit.
Yeah.
Like.
そうでなんか握手してそこであってなったらビジネスとかでも協力し合って、どんどん上に上り詰めていくみたいな。
Yeah.
何それ。
You have to like.Yeah, and they have these weird hazings for you to get into groups.
Yeah.
And people have died in these hazings because they get so intense sometimes.
そう、なんかその彼の時はどこの大学だったか忘れちゃったけど、1年間かな、友達とかと喋っちゃいけない。大学内で。Got my throat. なんか黒いフードをかぶって、誰とも喋っちゃいけないんだって。
It's like some Harry Potter shit.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
わかんない。で、メンバー同士を喋っていいのかな、忘れちゃったけど、とにかく外部の人と喋らないとか、まあなんか飲んで吐くじゃん。それをなんか食べるとか、なんかそういう意味がわかんないイニシエーションみたいなのがあって、そういうのをみんなで乗り越えて、そのメンバーになるために頑張るみたいな。一回なっちゃえば、でも大統領とかもみんなそこを通ってる。道だから、もう成功は約束されているみたいな。
A really extreme version of Japanese like bukatsu type stuff.
Yeah, but more
secretive and
weird. そうね。だから彼の周りも本当に成功してる人ばっかり。だからそういう風にできてるっていうか、なんか不思議だよね。
Do you think a one world government would be bad?It's definitely intimidating.
Well,
in some weird sense.
I don't know. I mean,
countries or one world government?
If the government is not run by humans, maybe.
Like squirrels or something?
No, like AI.
Oh.
Then maybe, like, I don't know. I mean, when I look at Chinese history, for example, yeah.中国もさずっといろんな国があって統一して今こうなってるじゃん。で別にその何真の国とその国とみたいので殺し合ったりとかしてないわけじゃん。今一つになってるから、だからそういう意味で一つになることにメリットはあるよね。もうみんなが自国民なわけだから、別にお互い。
But people are also, you know, we're individuals and we're also different. There's something nice about being able to leaveOne place is like, oh, the government kind of fucked this country up, so I can go on vacation like over here.
True.
You know.
確かにね、逃げ場がないもんね、この政府だと。
It's a political monopoly.
Yeah.
in some weird way.
Yeah.
And maybe it's good for it to be fragmented, for there to be competition, for there to be competing ideas.
やっぱ多様性があった方がいいよね。どう考えても。だってさ、アメリカの人とか日本に遊びに来て、道でお祭りとかでお酒飲めることすごい喜ぶじゃん。あ、この国は外で酒飲んでいいんだみたいな。だそういうのも全部なくなっちゃうってことだもんね。どこ行っても同じだから。つまんないね。
Maybe we should have one world government, but the government is weak, and all the countries are states.Or something like that.
ああそう、それはね、でもなんか前も言ったよね、私なんかそのさ、本当それこそ県ってことにして、国じゃなくて、
うん、
で、その、なんていうの、だから中央集権じゃなくて、それぞれある程度の権利はある、
うん、
権限はある、
right.
けれども、国とか国境とかっていう概念ではないみたいな。
I'm just, I'm saying everything canLike、without actually changing anything,
yeah, だからそれもうちょっと心理的な話だよね。だから心理的に自分ごとって他人のことを思えるように、だから戦争とかを少なくするために、
right. We just want to engineer the language to align with our actual values.
呼び名を変えるっていう。
So, you know, we live in the country Earth, and the state, you know, Japan is a state, or Japan is a ken, or, you know, whatever, but...The fact that people don't acknowledge living on the same planet, like people don't have nationalism about we live on Earth.
そうなんだよね。
You know, which is the problem because that's living on Earth is something that we have in common at a much more fundamental level、
yeah.
than like I was born in this country.
そうだから国っていう概念
which nobody gives a fuck about.
間違いだったかもしれないというかやめてもいいかもしれないよね。だから要はその例えば北海道の人がめちゃくちゃ飢餓で苦しんでいますと言ったら日本の人はあじゃあ何か助けないとって思うけど、
you know, the,
違う国だとあんま関係ないしってなっちゃう。
The message of alien movies usually is the aliens come, you know, the UFO lands on the White House lawn, people start freaking out, the president gets on television.But what happens is that now we suddenly realize that we're all on the same team. And what the fuck have we been doing this whole time?
Yeah.
Now we have to fight off the aliens.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have time for, you know, Gaza Strip. What, you know,
yeah.
We don't have time for this shit anymore. We've got to deal with the aliens, right? You know, and it's sad that we need aliens to fucking land
so,
in order to come to that realization. Because it's true either way.
Yeah.
You know?
だから本当は今環境問題があるからそれがエイリアンの役割を果たしてもいいべきなんだけどね。
But yeah, the thing about the aliens actually landing is that everyone believes it.
そうだね。
Because he's, you know, you get the actual alien there.
Right, right. 確かに。
I don't know. Would you believe it if the president just came on TV and he was like, a UFO has crash landed or a UFO is.You know, hovering above the White House.
Maybe it depends on who's the president then.
It's Trump.
I probably would just laugh.
But I would believe it. I was like, I knew Trump was an alien this whole time. Motherfucker.
Yeah. もうなんかアメリカ人に最近会う機会が多い。変な話だけどさ。
Yeah.
まあ、この間までセブ島行ってて、アメリカ人のゲストもいっぱいいたし、あのうちの夫の弟がアメリカに住んでて、それが遊びに来てたりとか、まあ、他にもなんか東京にビジットしてる人がいて、みんなやっぱり選挙の話をするよね。トランプになったら、
yeah.
もう引っ越さないとみたいな、恥ずかしすぎるみたいな話。
Yeah, the Trump thing,、the thing is, Donald Trump,The whole Donald Trump thing, it's not funny anymore. We're too close. It's not funny anymore. It's kind of, it's,
Well, 実際にその
His shenanigans aren't, like, I used to laugh about this whole thing. And then a few days ago, it, like, sunk in, like, wait a second. like, this is for
well,
real.
Well, Bernie Sanders が independent で出たら終わりだよね。トランプが勝つよね。だ彼が降りてくれないとヒラリーが勝てないじゃん多分。
Hillary is a liar and a shill and a terrible presidential candidate. Somehow Trump is worse. And so the whole thing is just mind-boggling. I mean, think about all of the amazing people there are that come up all the time.
そうだよ。
There's so many smart,
amazing... アメリカ人全員に言ってるもん。そのアメリカはね、Ivy Leagueもあって、すごいイノベーティブな人もいっぱいいて、そこからもうベストな人をトップに選ぼうってなって出たのがこの二人。
It's not real life.
信じがたい。
It's not real life.
いつも言ってるけど。
You know, the world is so strange. So strange.
あと私はずっとね、バーニーに投票してる人はトランプには絶対入れないと思ったんだけど、そういうわけでもないらしいよね。結構オーバーラップしてる人がいるっていう。
No one is excited about Hillary Clinton because she's a liar. Yeah. She's on the record lying repeatedly.
そこなんだよね、
she's just, and she's got this whole email thing and all this other,
yeah,
and she's so cabal.
だからそのトランプがすごく正直なことを言ってるっていうふうに思って支持してるっていうのは裏返せば他の政治家がいかにずっと嘘つきというイメージを自分たちで作り上げてきちゃったかっていうことでもあるわけで。
Trump said that global warming.Is a conspiracy by the Chinese government to limit the fossil fuel industry in the United States. He's fucking retarded. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, how can you say something like that?
I don't know.
It's based on nothing. That's like a crazy conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And he was the guy behind the whole birther thing for Obama, too.
Yeah.
I think anyone can take him seriously.
Joe Rogan or someone was saying that there's a conspiracy theory that's like...Trump is just there to make Hillary look better. like, to make everyone happy、
happen.
With Hillary.
I don't like, think that's going
to happen.
Ah,
this is better than him anyway, みたいな。
I will be shocked if Hillary wins.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think Trump is going to win?
Yeah.
Like, you think he has higher chance than Hillary?
I think it will go into the presidential debates...And I think Hillary is going to look terrible in the presidential debates and that people, that all these Trump people are going to get so worked up during these debates and they're all going to go vote. You know, people don't really go out and vote in order to stop someone. People go out and vote when they believe in something.
Right.
When it aligns with them personally.
まあ、それそうみんな言ってるよね。だからトランプの。
Remember at the beginning, I said, I only think...Only one kind of candidate is going to win. It's someone who isn't the status quo.
Right.
It's someone who challenges the system because the system has been bullshit.
Right.
And so I thought it was either going to be Bernie or Trump. And Bernie's out.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be Trump. Because Clinton really is the epitome of the status quo. Right now you have this thing where it's like, can the existing government maintain its control or is it going to fly out, you know?Fly off the handle and turn into this、
right.
crazy Donald Trump reality TV show thing where we're like building walls and going after the Chinese government for their global warming conspiracy and all this crazy stuff.
Well, I hope you're wrong.
Me too.
Right?
Me too. I mean, it's close. It's not like Hillary's not out of the race at all.You know,
yeah,
not at all.
No.
I just think it's going to become more difficult for her over time.、
Mm.
So, according to a new paper authored by Stephen Hawking, black holes have soft hair that records the information lost inside of them. The soft hair is a halo pattern produced by the movement of charged particles in the event horizon of a black hole. Initially, it was thought that black holes were eternal prisons to the information that enters them,But Hawking no longer believes that this is the case. This is in contrast to the theory supported by physicists like John Wheeler, who have suggested that black holes are hairless and that they are featureless aside from the attributes of spin, mass, and charge. Hawking believes that while the particles themselves are lost, black holes essentially siphon off the information these particles carry as they cross the event horizon. Additionally, he suggests that black holes eventually evaporate and eject this information in the form of Hawking radiation.Into the universe.
スティーブン・ホーキング氏が新しい論文でブラックホールにはブラックホールの中で失われた情報をすべて記録しているソフトヘアがあると発表しました。 ソフトヘアはブラックホールの端での荷電粒子の動きによって生み出されるハローパターンです。これまでジョン・ウィーラー氏をはじめとする物理学者たちは、ブラックホールはヘアレスで回転、質量、荷電の特性以外に特徴はないという説を支持しており、ブラックホールは入ってきた情報を永久に閉じ込めていると考えられていましたが、ホーキング氏はこれに異論を唱えています。ホーキング氏は確かに粒子自体は失われているとした上で、粒子がブラックホールの入り口をまたいだ際に粒子が持つ情報をブラックホールが吸収していると考えています。さらにブラックホールはやがて蒸発し、吸収した情報を熱を持って宇宙に放出するのではと推測しています。
Soft hair.
Why are they calling it hair?
Because it's like...
超 basic question.
Because it kind of looks like hair. It looks like... I think it looks like hair if you track the movement of the particles、
oh.
along the event horizon of the black hole. I'm not sure like what it actually looks like. That would be、
okay.
difficult to figure out. But the idea is that there's some kind ofTexture on the black hole. Either the black hole is bald, and so it's like perfectly smooth,
right?
And it's just spin mass charge, or the black hole has something going on around it, where perhaps somehow the information of things that enter the black hole is captured in this odd sort of surface texture that exists at the event horizon of the black hole.
一旦コンテインされた情報が熱を持って放出されるとどうなるの？
That's the Hawking radiation idea. He believes that black holes evaporate and eject their radiation into the universe, and that radiation actually contains information about the things that the black hole has sucked in, whether you know it's planets or stars or whatever.
And then それはどこに行くの？
It's just radiated out into the universe.
And then who catches it?
We
do. Or it's just there?
Or we do. Because we can measure the Hawking radiation. It's not really about who captures it or anything like that. It's really about... there's this idea in science called... I guess you could call it causal determinism.
Okay.
Where...one event leads to the other, another, and that information is preserved in some odd way. So, for example, like, the atoms in your body are going to be replaced, right?
Right.
But the organization, like you as a form, is essentially information.
Right?
So throughout the universe, there's this idea that this information can't be destroyed. It's preserved in this... causal direction of time thing. So it would be weird if black holes just sucked things in and just deleted something from the universe.
そっか。
Because it means that information would actually be not necessarily decreasing, but being eliminated
in
these places in the universe, which would undermine the whole causal determinism thing.
So in this theory, information is something thatwill never be lost in a way.
It's leaning that way. It's not fully proven, but he's saying his theory is that the black holes have this hair and that it's preserving some of the information, at least some of the information, maybe not all, maybe it is all of the information.
Right.
We're not sure yet, but at least not all of the information is being lost according to Hawking's new theory.According to his old theory, all the information was lost. So
right.
He's kind of disagreeing with himself.
That'd be very romantic, no?
If what?
If...
information was deleted forever and no one...
No. If it wasn't deleted.
If it wasn't deleted?
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that, like, just me being here is the result of everything that I've...eaten and gone through and everything.
And the result of evolution over millions of years.
Right.
Comet impact.
Right.
The formation of this solar system.
So just me being here is holding incredible amount of information.
The most information ever.
Right. So that's...
This is the...
That alone is...
This is why the newest things are the most complex. right?
Right. だからすごいよね。そう考えるとさ。
Yeah, if you think of the universe in terms of information, in terms of complexity, I think it's much easier to tease out the trends in what the universe is actually doing.
それとつながるので、この間恐竜の専門家の人に来てもらったじゃない、で、多分収録後に彼が言ってたことで私がすごい刺さったことがあって、その彼はよく女の子とかで、ああもう私バカなんでとか言って言う子がいるけれども、その人間の脳っていうのはもう本当に地球の歴史ずっとの中で培われて進化してきたものであって、人間にはもう脳しかない、むしろすごい弱い生き物だから、で脳をいかに発達させるかっていうことだけに力を注いできた生き物なわけだから、その脳を使わないとか私バカなんでみたいなことを言うっていうのはもう何百万年の歴史に謝れみたいな、
ちょっともったいない
そう冗談を言っていて、彼はそれをだからそれとに通じるよね、
うん、
だからそのこれは個人一人の脳とか、私が生まれた段階からできたものっていうことではないわけだから。
It's so true, and it's the stakes right now for the human race are higher than they've ever been, and we're right on the cusp of you know, we're either going to drop the ball or we're going to make it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We're either going to get our shit together, or the planet will warm up, be hit by an asteroid, invaded by aliens, and everyone will have Zika virus.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so it's, but people don't have this sense. People don't have this sense of you're one of the most important people that has ever lived, ever. Even if you're, you know, Furita or whatever, you're still, you're still one of the most important people that has ever lived.
自分の存在がそこまでの情報を有しているもの、存在自体がね。っていう風に多分考えないもんね。で考えたことないもんね。だからその自分一人の存在もそうだけど、その自分の存在自体が自分の親の遺伝子なり食べてきたものなり経験なりそういうのが全部積み重なってきたもので、そのまた前の子孫前のずっと辿っていった結果がこれなわけだからと考えると、やっぱロマンチックだよねすごく。
Yeah, soIt sort of begs the question, like, what are we doing? Like, what is the, you know, what is the purpose of this whole enterprise, right? And I think the thing that becomes the immediately clear to us is that we don't know,
right?
And so our intermediate goal has to be to obtain more information so that we can figure out what it is that we're supposed to do.
Right.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear, you know, that that's what we need to do. We just need to get more information, more understanding about ourselves, about the universe, about life,
yeah.
about non-life, and try to figure out what the whole thing is doing, what is our relationship to it.
Right.
You know, instead of drinking Pepsi because Beyonce says so.
Yeah. でもすごい不思議なのは、なんか最近ずっとそのマイケルもこの情報の話、情報っていうものの見方、をずっと話してるじゃん。その説について。で、この今のこの研究もそれにつながってるものじゃない？
Yeah.
なんかそのなんかドットがちょっとつながってる感じがしない?
This is progress. These kinds of things are like real progress.
ね。
Because what a black hole is has something to say about what you are as a human being. Whether you think about it or not. Whether or not a black hole is destroying information or not has some kind of implications about your existential situation right here on Earth.Black holes are incredibly simple objects, right?
Right.
They suck things in. They have these three major properties of spin, mass, and charge. We, even though we're so much smaller and our gravitational effects are so much less, understand that you can hold the universe in your mind.
Right.
You know, this is the, your brain is so much more significant than black holes, than quasars, than all these, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
And so to kind of give it away to culture, to give it away to object fetishism, to give it away to just what you've been told and not ask these questions like personally.
Yeah.
Is
もったいないよね。
Is a waste, I think.
ね。超ディープな話だけど本当にそうだよ。だから就活生とかまさに今マイケルが言ったことを聞いてほしいよね。本当にその通り。とか自分がいる意味あるのかなって思っちゃってる人とか、
うん、
なんかその自分の存在を別にね大事じゃないって思っちゃってるような人がいるとしたら、うん、This is so romantic. I love this. I hope this is right.
Yeah, hairy black holes.
Yes, hairy black holes. Fluffy.
Yeah.
All right. あのね、言うの忘れてたんだけど、3年経ったんだよね、この番組が始まって。うん、
誰も気づいてないね。
そう、すっかり2人とも忘れてたんだけど、いつがアニバーサリーだったんだっけ？ 5 月、何日から始めたんだっけね？ 10、何日とかだっけ？
I checked once, but I forgot.
Yeah, 忘れちゃった。でもそう、4年目に突入しました。イエーイ！皆さんありがとうございます。長い間聞いてくれて。これからも頑張りましょう。
うん、
なんかお祝いしに行かなきゃね。美味しいもの食べに行こう。
Yep.
来週ね、私もマイケルもまた日本にいないので、来週はその恐竜の専門家の特別編、めっちゃ楽しかったよね。
Yeah.
もうこれ本当にみんなに聞いてほしい。Yeah. あの先週のコジプロのね、
うん、
今泉さんのエピソードもすごく面白かったんだけど、今回もかなり面白い。も
う、too much fun.
そう、へーへーの連発みたいな感じだったので、
Well, we're biased because we're huge dinosaur nerds too.
まあね、進化の話とかね、大好きすぎるけど、でも、うん、いや。これは人類みんな面白い話のはず
<Yeah.
S 1> と私は思ってるからぜひ聞いてください。
The transcript will be released at the same time.
あ、そうね。そう、文字起こし同じタイミングでリリースするし、引き続き文字起こしのテキスト iPhone と Android と Mac でダウンロードできますので、ぜひ試してみてください。月額240円で全部読み放題。あとファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナー、まだ Amazon で売っていますので、うん、そちらもぜひお願いします。引き続き Twitter、Instagram、Facebook やっておりますので、そちらもフォローお願いします。質問は Twitter でしていただけると返しやすいです。終わりですか？
あと LINE スタンプ。
あ、そうだ、マイケルが作ったね、うん、かわいい、ごめんかわいい LINE スタンプありますので、バイリンガルニュースって検索していただくと出てきますので、
yep.
ぜひ。はい、以上ですか？
うん、以上です。
はい、終わり。
バイ
バイ。